Who pays for home staging? I hear this question a lot and it can be confusing. Home staging can be used as a marketing tool to show off the home, so you would think that the real estate agent should pay for home staging. On the other hand, the homeowner has a vested interest in making their home shine so that buyers fall in love with it to make an offer. So, who should pay for the home staging? Let's get into the different scenarios and what each brings to the table in this week's episode.
Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen.
Pardon the interruption, one quick thing. If you are moving soon and you're listening to this podcast because you want to get tips on how to get your house sold faster and may need something to help you stay organized before, during, and after the move, check out my PCS Moving Checklist Planner. It has 14 spreadsheets in Google Sheets that you can edit and print. I have checklists to remind you to pick up records, what to do with utilities, household items, pre-packing, packing the car, and so much more. Plus, I even have checklists to move a small business with you and all those ankle biter tasks you need to do for your small business, and checklists for an international move. So check out my PCS Moving Checklist Planner. It's on my Etsy shop. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. And this is not just for military moves. Anyone can benefit from these moving checklists to stay organized. Like I said, I'll leave the link in the show notes. Hello and welcome back to another Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager with Blue Diamond Staging and Design. And today I want to talk about who pays for home staging. You may have seen it in other houses. You may have looked at other pictures online and you're like, wow, that house looks amazing. That looks great. I wonder who staged it, right? I wonder how much it cost, right? That's probably another question. And then who paid for all that staging, right? Was it the realtor? Was it the homeowner? Was it the home buyer? Was it all three? Who knows, right? So when it comes time to sell your home, the realtor may bring up home staging as a service they provide or recommend home staging in order for your house to show better. They know that home staging is a great tool to make their listings sell faster, and home staging gives buyer that move-in ready feel, which is what you want buyers to think about right off the top of the bat. You want them to think, oh, well, this house doesn't need any work. It's ready to go. We can move right in. Not the, oh, we need to paint a wall. We need to fix that crumbling, I don't know, staircase, or that's kind of rickety, or whatever it may be. There's a hole in the fence. You know, that's not move-in ready. A home that's staged looks move-in ready. So if it's brought up, right, if the realtor brings it up, that does not mean that they're the ones that should pay for it. Just like they will recommend that that hole in the fence be fixed or that maybe the house needs to be cleaned. They don't pay for the handyman or the cleaning service, right? The same idea comes when it comes to a home stager. Now, some realtors will have it as part of their fees. It may be a service they provide or pay for, so pay attention to the fees that they list when you're looking for a seller's agent. I know some agents will have home stagers on their staff, or the actual real estate agent does the home staging. Some of them really enjoy doing it. Some of them have the time to do it. Some of them don't, right? Like I said, so the other ones that don't have the time, other real estate agents may not do the staging, but they have a home stager that they would recommend. This is where it would be out of your pocket, the homeowner. If you are interested in staging your home or need the opinion of a home stager, you can ask the realtor if they know someone they recommend. I am normally part of this scenario where a real estate agent will refer me to their client and will have me meet them to do a consultation. Sometimes the agent pays for my advice and is there to help move things around too. It just really depends on how busy they are and how hands-on they want to get. Other real estate agents just say, hey, I have someone for you. Can you please give them a call and, you know, set up a time that you can come over? Great. And they're hands-off. They're there to pass on the word and refer me. And that's all that happens there. And then from there, the homeowner's the one responsible, right? So at the time when the agent pays for my advice, let me share a scenario with that. So one agent many years ago contacted me to do the staging at one house, and we moved things around, added some artwork, and got it ready for pictures. We did the consultation. I came back, added a few things, got it finished, got it ready to go, right? And that sold like 3 weeks later or something like that, right? That same agent then paid for another consultation with a different couple, but that couple was not willing to make any changes. They were just not interested. It was just really weird. I've never seen that scenario before, right? Basically, it was free advice for the homeowner. So they had no skin in the game, if you want to say that, quote unquote. They had no skin in the game. They were not responsible. It wasn't their money on the line. So they weren't interested in making any changes. And that house sat on the market for 6 months. I don't think it ever actually got sold. So it makes you wonder what else they weren't willing to budge on, if they're that picky, right? Okay. So other times, the homeowner will reach out to me directly, separate from the real estate agent. Maybe the real estate agent didn't have anybody they knew, so the homeowner Googled and tried to find a stager on their own, right? At this point, the homeowner is willing to pay for the consultation because you have the vested interest in making the changes and getting more money for your home, right? Or maybe you just want the house sold faster. Whatever the reason may be. Maybe you inherited the house, maybe it's an older home, and you're not from out of state, out of town, whatever the scenario might be, right? So the homeowner can also pay for the home staging, okay? In my opinion, it should be the homeowner, mainly because, like I said, you are the ones that will take action and listen to the advice of the home stager. I had one time where my kids know that I'm a home stager, they're older, so they understand what it is that I do. And the one time I brought my daughter along to help, she was kind of concerned at one point. I kind of looked at her and kind of took her off to the side and said, "Everything okay?" And she's like, "Yeah, I thought that this person was willing to do the staging and they weren't fighting you on every little thing." And I'm like, "Oh no, it's because the real estate agent paid for my services, not the homeowner." So they were a bit reluctant. They knew it had to be done. They were just very reluctant on making the changes. And the changes are hard. Moving is hard. It's not an easy cakewalk. I know that. We've done that. We've moved ourselves so many times. Well, not ourselves. The military has moved us. But you're there. You're in the thick of things, moving and changing. It is hard, right? So if you are the homeowner, you are more willing to make the changes, right? And if you're one that has the vested interest and are paying for it, kind of like when you pay for a class or pay for a gym membership, right? It's not free, right? If you're paying for it, you'll go to that gym and you'll go work out, right? But if it's free, you're like, "Well, I can skip a day or two," and then be frustrated with yourself because you don't get the same results. Well, that's because you had no vested interest. Kind of the same idea here, all right? And another I'd scenario, one time when we were renting our house, I, as the homeowner and the home stager, got a discount on the agent fee because I did the home staging for them. So pay attention to the different fees and the different things when you're talking to a seller's agent, okay? But I've also had other scenarios where the realtor will pay for the initial consultation and any additional time or staging is paid by the homeowner. So let's just say, the initial consultation normally is a 2-hour thing. Maybe it takes us 3 hours to get what we need to get done, right? So the real estate agent pays for the first 2 hours and the homeowner pays for the additional hour. And then sometimes I need to go shopping on the owner's behalf to buy some bedding or pick up some artwork or other items to help stage the home, right? In this case, both the agent and the homeowner spent some money to get the house ready for the market. Now, I've heard of scenarios where the home buyers pay for home staging, but I've personally never have seen that done. I feel that that's kind of awkward that they'd be passed the bill for that. I personally don't know how that would work out. It's like, yeah. So I've helped new homeowners move into their new home and help them set up their new home, but not stage it so that they can buy the home, right? That's just awkward to me. So whichever option you choose, be prepared to ask the question of who covers what expense, especially
who pays for home staging. Always look at the fees presented by the seller's agent and decide what works best for all parties involved. I hope this gives you something to think about as if you are staging your home anytime soon. And I hope you guys have a fantastic week. We'll talk to you later.